not. Today is another auspicious day in Krishna consciousness. Of course, every day is auspicious in Krishna consciousness. When I first went to India, to Bombay, Srila Prabhupada was invited to a program at an aristocratic gentleman's house. The program was arranged in the gentleman's garden, and many of the disciples came ahead,
and Srila Prabhupada followed with just a few devotees. So when we arrived at the place, the host told us that it's very auspicious that you came today because it is a holy day today. And they described some holy day that we had never heard of. So when Srila Prabhupada arrived, I asked him, is it true that today is a holy day? And Srila Prabhupada replied, for us every day is a holy day because we are Krishna's servants. But today is a special holy day because it is the disappearance day of one of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most confidential associates, Sri Ramananda Rai. Of course, Lord Chaitanya himself is Krishna. In the mood of Srimati Radharani, with the bodily luster of Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. So Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. And Ramananda Rai in Krishna Leela is the Gopi Vishaka, who's one of the most confidential associates of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So spiritually, they enjoyed a very intimate relationship. In his later years means after he toured South India, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu retired to Jagannath Puri, and he would experience intense separation from Krishna, just like Srimati Radharani experienced for Krishna after Krishna left Vrindavan. And in that ecstatic mood of separation, he would confide in two very close associates, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is the Gopi Lalita in Krishna Leela, and Sri Ramananda Rai. But today we shall read about the first meeting between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai. Lord Chaitanya was just beginning his tour of South India. He had just arrived in Jagannath Puri from Navadvip after taking sannyas. And when he arrived in Puri, he went to the Jagannath temple. And as soon as he saw Lord Jagannath, he fainted in ecstasy. He went into a very deep state of ecstatic trance. Because he was in the mood of searching for Krishna. And when he came to the temple and saw Jagannath, he felt that he had found his Lord, for whom he was searching. And he fell into a very deep trance. Eventually, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was, you'd say, a chief priest or spiritual advisor of the king, Prataparudra, he took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, and they had some discussions. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to depart for his tour of South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya suggested that he meet Ramananda Rai, because he was a very learned scholar and very expert in the transcendental mellows of devotional service, rasa. So eventually they met on the banks of the Godavari. Their meeting is vividly described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And after their initial meeting, they decided that they would meet again in the evening to discuss confidential topics of Krishna. And their discussions contain all the truths of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, of Siddhanta. This section of Chaitanya Charitamrita is called Ramananda Sambhad. And this section, along with Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Rupa Goswami, which are called Rupa Shiksha, and his instructions to Sanatan Goswami, which are called Sanatan Shiksha, are most important for understanding Vaishnava Siddhanta. So we shall read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 8. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 8 talks between the Lord and Ramananda Rai. Sancharya Rama Vidabhak Tamege so bhakti siddhanta chayamritani gaurabhiretai ramuna vitirnas tajgyat varatnalayatam prayati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gauranga, is the reservoir of all conclusive knowledge in devotional service. He empowered Sri Ramananda Rai, who may be likened to a cloud of devotional service. This cloud was filled with all the conclusive purports of devotional service and was empowered by the ocean to spread this water over the sea. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was the ocean of knowledge of pure devotional service. So in this discussion, if we make it so that this leg is facing me, then it won't. In this discussion between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya took the position of the questioner or the student, and Ramananda Rai was obliged to take the position of the teacher who answered the questions. Ramananda Rai was very hesitant to do so because apart from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in terms of the social system, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Brahmin and a sannyasi. And Ramananda Rai, although he was a most learned scholar and exalted devotee, he was considered to be a sudra and he was a grihastha. So it was very awkward for him to give instructions to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, kiba vipra kibya nasi sudra kene nai, that it doesn't matter whether one is a Brahmin, a sudra, a sannyasi, or what. Ye Krishna Tattva Veti Se Guruhai. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he is a guru. So now we'll read from the beginning of their discussion. Text 56. Namaskara Kailaraya Prabhur Kailingana Dui Jane Krishna Kata Kaya Rahastane. Ramananda Rai approached Lord Sri Chaitanya and offered his respectful obeisances, and the Lord embraced him. Then they both began to discuss Krishna in a secluded place. Prabhu Kahe Pada Shloka Sadhira Nirnaya Raya Kahe Swadharma Charane Vishnu Bhakti Haya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Rai to recite a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda replied that if one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, he awakens his Krishna consciousness. So the word in the text is sadhya. Sadhya means the goal of life, that which is to be achieved. And sadhana means the means by which we achieve the goal. So Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Rai to say something about sadhya, about the ultimate goal of life. And Ramananda replies by citing different verses that recommend different processes by which one can achieve life's ultimate goal. Then Ramananda Rai quoted the verse, Varnashrama charavata purushena parapuman Vishnur aradyate panta nanyata toshakaranam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashram. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four Varnas and Ashrams. This is a quote purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a quotation from the Vishnu Purana 389. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, the purport is that one can realize life's perfection simply by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.13. Atapum bir dvija shesta varna shrama vibhagasa sanastutosya dharmasya samsidhi haritoshanam. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties, dharma, according to the caste divisions and order of life, is to please the Lord Hari. So the goal of all of our activities should be to please Krishna. And in this verse from the Vishnu Purana, the means of executing one's prescribed duties according to Varna and Ashram is recommended. In fact, Srila Prabhupada often said that Varnashram Dharma is the beginning of human life. Dharmasihina pasubhi samana, that without dharma, a man is no better than an animal. Because varnashram dharma, dharma, religious principles or regulative principles, regulate the activities of the living being. Without being regulated, he's just like an animal. He just eats whenever and whatever he wants, sleeps whenever he wants, for as long as he wants, has sex with whomever he wants, whenever he can, and defends himself, arranges for some sort of shelter, however he can. And if a human being engages his superior intelligence as a human being in the same activities, he's no better than an animal. The human being may eat on a nice table, on a nice plate, and the animal might eat on the floor of the jungle. But the animal enjoys his eating as much as the human being. The human being may sleep on a nice mattress in a nice house or apartment, and the animal might sleep on the ground, but the animal doesn't know he's sleeping on the ground when he's asleep, and the human being doesn't know that he's sleeping on a mattress when he's asleep. The sleeping is the same. In fact, the human being's sleep might be more disturbed than the animal's sleep. They have so many anxieties and worries and causes of depression. And defending, the animal might defend himself with his teeth and claws, and the human being might defend himself with weapons of mass destruction. But it's the same principle, defending. So eating, sleeping, mating, and defending are common to human beings and animals. And what distinguishes a human being from an animal is dharma, following religious principles, ultimately to become God conscious. Otherwise, there's no difference. Someone might say, well, do you mean to say all of these big leaders of the world, the presidents and prime ministers and Nobel Prize laureates and PhD holders, you mean if they're not Krishna conscious, if they're not God conscious, they're no better than animals? Well, Srimad Bhagavatam says that they are just bigger animals. And just like in the jungle, the little animals, they're all afraid of the big animals. They all respect the big animals. So the Bhagavatam says that those who never hear and chant the glories of the Lord, Krishna Katha, like Ramananda Rayan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are discussing Krishna Katha, they are big animals, and they are praised by smaller animals. That's all. So, dharma. Dharmena hina pasubhishamana. Dharma is the beginning of human life. And one should execute one's duties on varnashram dharma for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. And by that process, one can advance towards the goal of life. Now, after hearing this verse, what does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Prabhu kahe, eho vaya, age kaha ar. Raya kahe, Krishna kamarpana, sarva sadhya sar. The Lord replied, this is external. You had better tell me of some other means. Ramananda replied, to offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of all perfection. So varnashram dharma is required, but following the principles of varnashram dharma does not necessarily mean that one will be Krishna conscious. One can follow the rules and regulations, but if one is not in the mood of offering the results of one's work to Krishna, then he will not be Krishna conscious. He will not be directly Krishna conscious. Then Ramananda Rai quoted a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, yat karosi yat asnasi yat jahosi dadasi yat tat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering to me. So here we are going a step further. One is working according to one's position in the varnashram system, but one is offering the results to Krishna, as Krishna advises in the Bhagavad Gita. And that is definitely a step further. And what does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Prabhu kahe eho vaya age kaha ar. Raya kahe swadharma tyage e sadhya sar. This is also external. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please proceed and speak further on this matter. Ramananda Rai replied, to give up one's occupational duties in the Varnashram is the essence of perfection. So there are further discussions. We won't read every verse. And after hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe, eho baya, age kaha ar. Raya kahe, jnana misra bhakti sadhya sar. After hearing Ramananda Rai speak in this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go ahead and say something more. Ramananda Rai then replied, devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge is the essence of perfection. Because to offer the fruits of one's work to Krishna is good, but one still might be attached to one's work. To give up one's position in Varnashram Dharma is good because it shows one has more detachment. But even if one has some detachment, one may not have knowledge. So Ramananda Rai is going further and he's speaking about adding knowledge. And what did Lord Chaitanya say? Age eko eho baya, age kaha ar. So, further, and then finally, I mean, at this stage, Ramananda Rai answers, Jnana sunya bhakti satya sar. After hearing this, the Lord, as usual, rejected it. That's the previous one. Considering it to be external devotional service, mixed with knowledge. He again asked Ramananda Rai to speak further, and Ramananda Rai replied, pure devotional service, without any touch of speculative knowledge, is the essence of perfection. And he quoted a very important verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which I shall read. Gyane prayasamudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukaitam bhavadiya vartam stane stita shukhidatam tanuvan manogir ye prayasho jita jito pyasitais trilokyam. Ramananda Rai continued, Lord Brahma said, my dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the absolute truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truths should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter. Surrendering themselves fully with body, words, and mind, they can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always conquerable. Then Lord Chaitanya says, Eho haya, not Eho baya, this is external, but Eho haya, this is it, this is it. But then he does say, Age kaha ar. Raya kahe prema bhakti, sarva sadhya sara. At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, this is all right, but still you can speak more on this subject. Ramananda Rai then replied, "Ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all perfection." And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, "In this connection, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amritabha Pravaha Bhasya says that after hearing Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya said, 'Eho haya, age kaha ar.' This means that this is the process accepted in devotional service, but there is something more than this. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested him to explain what was beyond." Here the point is that although the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam describes the process of pure devotional service, it may be that someone begins the process of pure devotional service, but because he is just a beginner, he may still have some material taint in his devotional service. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya said that although you've come to this point of pure devotional service, which I accept as the goal of life and simultaneously as the means to achieve the goal of life, he does say, go further. Because we want to be sure to reach the goal, which is prema bhakti. The 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam says, bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya, that bhakti comes from bhakti. Now we've come to the point of bhakti, pure bhakti. But this statement, bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya, that bhakti comes from bhakti, means that prema bhakti or sadhya bhakti comes from sadhana bhakti. It will lead to the goal, but one must stick to the process. But if one does stick to the process, he will reach the goal. So now we shall discuss the process as related by Sri Ramananda Rai, because that is a process that each and every one of us in this room can and should follow. It is possible for each and every one of us. So we'll discuss each word because each word is important. Gyane, in this context, it means speculative knowledge. Speculative knowledge almost always leads to an impersonal conclusion. And prayasa means unnecessary endeavor. It's unnecessary. And udapasya means completely giving up. That means that the endeavor for speculative knowledge has absolutely no value for a devotee, and it should be completely given up. Namanta eva. Namanta means, in the synonyms here, Srila Prabhupada says completely surrendering. It can be translated offering obeisances, but obeisances also are a token of surrender. Obeisances really means, and it's mentioned here, with one's body, mind, and words. That means to surrender fully. Or as Srila Prabhupada said in one talk, give up this nonsense speculation and just become submissive. Sanmukharitam bhavadiyavartam. Bhavadiyavartam means talks of the Lord. And sanmukharitam means from the mouths, from the mukh of the sat. Sat means devotees. We should hear the messages of Godhead from the mouths of devotees, not from professional reciters. In India, there are so many professional reciters. They also tour. They can be very popular. But hearing from them will not help. People like to go to them. On the one hand, they may be entertained. On the other hand, they feel they're doing something pious. And what is that? What is the result of the piety that they want? Often the result they want is to be happy in the world. Srila Prabhupada spoke of one Bhagavat reciter who would tell the audience that the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam is that you should be happy in family life. Now, the Bhagavatam is filled with stories of devotees who left their families to realize God, beginning with the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami. He didn't even stay long enough to have his birth ceremony or reformatory ceremonies. He just walked out of the house and his father came running after him, calling his name. And his father was Vyasadeva, the literary incarnation of Godhead. He ran after him into the forest, calling. And all he heard was the echoing of his voice in the trees. Sukadeva Goswami was gone. So, from the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the histories of great devotees who left their hearth and home to realize God. The five Pandavas, they all left for the Himalayas. Parikshit Maharaj, he gave up his kingdom and sat on the banks of the Ganges to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So why the professional is saying that the Bhagavatam says that you should remain happy in family life? Prabhupada says the reason is he wants to get donations from the householders. So he wants to say something that will make them happy. So, sadhu means to cut. We have to hear from sadhu, sanmukharitam. Then it will be effective. And Srila Prabhupada says, I've even seen it once or twice. I visited some big pandals in Bombay with Bhagwat Saptaha. And immediately after the recitation, everything is as it was. Nobody has changed. Everything is as it was. And I've seen that they actually light up their cigarettes and talk about what a nice katha they heard. So this kind of katha, Bhagavad Saptaha, or whatever, will not help. Sanmukharitam, one should hear from pure devotees, from self-realized souls. Stanesthita. Stanesthita means that you remain in your position. Doesn't matter if you're a grihastha, this is not the point. That if you're a grihastha, you should become a sannyasi, this is not the point. You can remain in whatever your position is in the varnashram system. You don't have to change your position. In natural course, one may change his position. But pure devotional service is transcendental. Anyavilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam. It's not limited by any material condition, by karma or jnana. It's transcendental. So you can stay in your position. But you follow the process described here. And in the translation, Srila Prabhupada says, you should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter. Now, we don't find these words in the Sanskrit. They're different types of translation. They have different names in Sanskrit. And in one type of translation, one sort of puts a bit of the purport into the translation. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did here. And I really appreciate it. Because this phrase, sthanesthita, you remain in your position, can be very easily taken to mean, oh, I was getting worried for a while. I can stay, I'm fine as I am. I can stay in my position, I'm fine as I am. I can do everything the same. And Srila Prabhupada, perhaps anticipating that response from some of his readers, went straight into the translation. He didn't even take any chance that they would harbor any misconceptions going into the purport. But right into the translation, he says, you can remain in your position, but follow the process of devotional service and follow the regulative principles of no eating meat, fish and eggs, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. But if you do that, sthanesthita, you can stay in your position and you can be Krishna conscious. So that is the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. That's the beauty of the bhakti cult, that one can remain in one's position and execute Krishna consciousness. And a grihastha can become a pure devotee as much as a sannyasi can. Anyone can become a pure devotee if he or she follows the process. And anyone can follow the process. So it's very easy if you follow the process. Then, shrutigatam, one should hear, tanu ban manobi. Now, this is very interesting. Tanu means body, vak means words, and man means mind. Now, our acharyas have explained these words differently according to how they could relate to different other words in the text. But the basic meaning is that one should surrender with one's body, mind, and words to hearing the topics of Krishna from self-realized souls. Or namanta, one should offer obeisances with one's body, words, and mind. One can offer obeisances to the Bhagavatam. One can offer obeisances to the speakers of the Bhagavatam. One can offer obeisances to the holy place in which the Bhagavatam is recited. That's with one's body. With one's words, one can glorify the Bhagavatam. One can repeat the philosophy of the Bhagavatam. One can glorify the presenters of the Bhagavatam. And within one's mind, one can always remember the instructions one has heard about Krishna, or the pastimes of Krishna. So one can be fully engaged with one's body, words, and mind. And that is pure devotional service. Not that we engage the body, we sit in the Krishna Katha, but our mind is somewhere else, counting how much money we have in the bank and if there's enough to make the next payment. It's possible. The body could be in the Krishna Katha, but the mind could be somewhere else. So, tanu van manobir, everything, our whole being should be engaged in Krishna Katha, in Krishna consciousness. That is pure devotional service. And then, what is the result? Ye prayaso jita jitokyas titais trilokyam. Ajita, one of Krishna's names is Ajita. It means unconquerable. So even though Krishna cannot be conquered by any means, he can be conquered by the pure devotee who follows this process. That is the conclusion. That means that one comes to the stage of prema bhakti. Because Krishna is conquered only by the love of his devotees. So that means by this process one can come to the stage of prema bhakti. And Srila Sanatana Goswami very nicely analyzes the words tanuvan manobir in relation to conquering Krishna, who is unconquerable. He says the non-devotees can never conquer Krishna by any means. They cannot conquer him by their physical strength, like Hiranyakasipu. They cannot conquer him by their words. They cannot conquer him by their mental strength. They cannot conquer him by any means. But the devotees can conquer him. They can conquer him with their bodies by engaging in his service. They can conquer him with their words by their glorification of him. And with their minds. A pure devotee simply thinking of Krishna, Krishna appears. Krishna appears. His Holiness Ratatra Goswami told me about a dream he had last night. We've been participating in a japa workshop. Tomorrow will be the last day. So in his dream, he was chanting Hare Krishna, and Krishna appeared. And in his dream, because this is what we say, this is what our philosophy tells us, Nama Chintamani Krishna. Abhinat Vanam and Amino, that Krishna and the holy name of Krishna are the same. So in his dream, he was chanting Hare Krishna and Krishna appeared. And in his dream, he thought, oh, it's true. So this is an example of how Krishna is conquered by one's words. If we just chant Hare Krishna purely, Krishna is conquered. He appears. And the pure devotee, the self-realized soul, if he just thinks of Krishna, Krishna appears in his mind or in person. And he remains by the side of his devotee. And Sanatana Goswami further explains these words in relation to Krishna, that Krishna's body is conquered, that he comes and whatever, touches the head of his devotee or embraces his devotee with his body. He himself glorifies his own devotee with his words, and with his body he stands by the side of his devotee. So one can completely conquer Krishna by pure devotional service. Hare Krishna. So this is the beginning of pure devotional service in terms of the discussion. The discussion continues. Lord Chaitanya keeps saying, go further, go further. Then we come to Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti, then Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuryaras. Then in Madhuryaras, there's Swakya and Parakya, then there's different gopis, and among the gopis, Srimati Radharani. And even in the love of Srimati Radharani, there are different developments of ecstasy in loving service to Krishna. Then, at the end of the discussion, Ramananda Rai says to Lord Chaitanya that I'm looking at you, and sometimes you appear to be a sannyasi with the golden form, but sometimes you appear to be Shamsundar with the blackish form. I think you must be Krishna himself. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of a devotee. And for a devotee to be addressed as Krishna, or to even consider being put on the same level as Krishna, is anathema. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, No, that is not the case at all. But you are an advanced devotee. And it is the nature of the advanced devotee, Mahabhagavata, that he sees Krishna everywhere. And he quoted a verse from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that describes the Mahabhagavata, that he doesn't exactly see the forms of the material world, but he sees Krishna manifest everywhere. Then Ramananda Rai said, please do not try to fool me by your jugglery of words. I know who you are. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, revealed himself to Ramananda Rai to be the combined form of Radha and Krishna. And we actually have that. Can you move away? Do you understand that? We actually have a bas-relief here. There's Ramananda Rai seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is manifesting his form as Radha and Krishna. And Ramananda Rai becomes overwhelmed with ecstasy. There's some confidential explanations of this pastime. And thus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested that truth, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana. And he did on occasion manifest himself, but he would always tell the people, do not disclose this fact to anyone. Because he was playing the part of the devotee, and he had to maintain his role as a devotee, because he had a specific mission to show us by his example how to be devotees, how to practice pure devotional service. And as we discussed last Sunday, he didn't want, especially in Kali Yuga, because people are so fallen and so prone to want to become imitation gods, and people are inclined to accept imitation gods. Srila Prabhupada told the story of a man in Calcutta. He had the ability to imitate the barking of different types of dogs. He had that gift, that he could imitate the barking of different kinds of dogs. So he would have programs in halls and sell tickets, and people would come to hear his demonstration. So Srila Prabhupada remarks that people are paying money to hear the imitation dog. Meanwhile, the real dogs are barking in the street, but no one cares for them. So he said, in the same way in Kali Yuga, the real God is there, Krishna. Nobody wants Krishna. But some imitation God comes along, oh, they're ready to go. Get on the plane and go. Hop in the car and go. So that's Kali Yuga. So that's why this incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his identity as Radha and Krishna, was revealed only to certain select devotees, like Ramananda Rai. And it's by their mercy and by the mercy of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who presented Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who translated it and presented it to us in the proper way through Parampara, that we're able to enter into these transcendental mysteries and ourselves have the opportunity to realize the most confidential service of Radha and Krishna by their mercy, following in their footsteps. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.